WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Next Tuesday, the Blinn College Board of Trustees will meet in Brenham to consider whether to enter negotiations for professional services agreements for three improvement projects on the existing Bryan campus. One involves the design of an extension to Red River Road, creating a full intersection allowing vehicles to exit the campus onto Villa Maria. A second is dredging Briar Creek, which will remove silt from two campus ponds that feed into the creek to increase the pond's capacity. The third agreement is to design landscaping improvements. The high cost of college may be felt hard by the children of veterans who qualify for free in-state tuition. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox reports the Texas House is trying to find ways to salvage the program.
State Senator Brian Birdwell argued in 2015 that the cost of allowing veterans to pass unused college hours onto their children was unsustainable, with costs jumping more than 500% over the past 5 years.
In 2009, the total amount of waived tuition and fees for Hazelwood-eligible students totaled approximately $24.7 million. In 2014, it totaled $169.1 million.
The State House killed Birdwell's bill to streamline the program. Now they're trying to find a way to save it. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Bryan Business Council has hired a consultant company, Retail Strategies. Bryan's Economic Development Director, Kevin Russell, says they'll look for opportunities in the city to recruit retail into open space.
Whether it's existing space or green space, and they have the contacts with the land folks, the retail folks inside of, you pick the company, and they will contact them for the Bryan Business Council to see if they're interested in coming to Bryan.
Russell says Retail Strategies also looks for businesses wanting to expand. He says they have had contact with potential businesses, but no deals have been made. Historically, egg prices spike upward in the 2 weeks before Easter, but that's not the case this year. Last year, the spike was sharper than usual, with the fears of bird flu raising all egg prices. Livestock analyst Shale Shagham says this year is a market driven by supply and demand.
We're just not seeing the kind of demand pressure on price that we have seen in previous years.
He says the supply side is on a rebound. Services are set for longtime director of student activities at Texas A&M, Rusty Thompson, who died Saturday. A visitation will be held at Hillier Funeral Home in College Station this Friday from 4 to 7. Funeral services are Saturday morning at St. Mary's Catholic Church at 11. A campus memorial service is Monday at Rudder Auditorium at 7 p.m. Graham Road between Longmire Drive and Dove Crossing Lane will be closed Friday morning from 4 until 8 for construction. No through traffic will be allowed and a detour will be in place. WTAW News time is 6:08. It's 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news on the way at 6:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Saturday, March 19th from 9:30 to noon at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum for the annual Easter celebration presented by the College Station Police Department. Activities include carnival-style games, bounce houses, face painting, egg roll, egg toss, and of course, the largest Easter egg hunt in the Brazos Valley. Have your picture with the Easter Bunny and bring your own kite for a kite flying contest. Register online today for prizes that will be awarded March 19th. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab.
The celebration for the 2016 Youth Livestock Show begins with the Queen's Dance Saturday, March 19th at 7 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo with opening act Texas Unlimited Band featuring Jason Bolin and the Stragglers. $10 presale tickets available at Cavender's, Catalina Hatters, and Southern Jewels or at the door for $15. Events and livestock shows are scheduled ending with a premium auction on March 24th. The 60th annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show, March 19th through the 24th, sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, ASCO Equipment, and Texas Farm Bureau. For a full list of shows and times, visit bcyla.net.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Shall we check some weather? Yes, it is going to be changing, we know. Anyhow, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing, Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Weather pattern across the region is going to change quite a bit over the next several days. Patchy fog this morning, then lots of clouds, maybe an isolated shower today, 75 to 80. Scattered showers are possible overnight, 60 to 65. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms end tomorrow night, breezy 50 to 55, turning partly sunny, breezy, cooler Saturday with highs of only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Faith and Begorra at St. Patrick's Day. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M basketball gearing up both the men's and women's teams for the NCAA tournament. We'll update you on spring training and a whole lot more. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
And every name in sports today will have O in front of it.
No, it won't. I won't do that to you. And I didn't even do the accent for you this year.
Yeah, well, it was, yeah. Well, yeah, you did. Was that last year you did that?
Yeah, until you told me you were going to kill me or something.
That got annoying after a while. Well, then all you think about is Lucky Charms, so, you know.
But Faith and Begorra, it is St. Patty's Day.
That's why I wear orange.
Wow.
Well, no, and we'll talk about it next hour.
I know.
Some people wear orange on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm wearing all three.
Okay, so there. It's a way to get two groups of people mad at you in College Station.
Is that
because we have such a strong Irish population in College Station.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, okay.
Irish I was.
So you wish you was what?
Irish I was.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Scott.
See? Yeah.
Irish I was.
Oh. it's early. So a woman set off the security sensors. This story is just all right here. This is how desperately I want to get away from this. A woman who set off these security sensors at the Michigan Walmart decided to show employees she had nothing to hide.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Police say that's why she pulled up her shirt and pulled her pants down to show she had no merchandise concealed under her clothing. However, there was a cart full of merchandise that she'd pushed into the store entryway when the store's loss prevention group accused her of theft and pulling her clothes partway off because she, you know, couldn't convince them any other way. She hit one of the employees in the face. Oh, yeah, and then she bit his arm.
See, I mean, if you don't shop at Walmart, consider what you're missing. I mean,
I'm telling you, if they had a bar, people would sit, drink, and observe.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a point in that story where you just, you know, suspended belief. Suspended info. There we go.
Mission.
Yeah. It's like nothing more surprises me in this story.
Well, yeah. Again, if you have anything to do today, if you got a free 10 minutes with nothing to do, just type in People of Walmart.
Some of it's not safe for work, though.
No, that's true. And obviously, there's lots of people who use very poor judgment in getting dressed when they go to Walmart. Go to Walmart.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning. It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So here we go. It's the 17th of March. It is, yes, of course, St. Patrick's Day. It is the 77th day of the year. We have 289 of them to go. It's Campfire USA Day. Well, they wear green, don't they, Campfire Girls? Is that right? Oh, sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Submarine Day.
All righty.
Don't know why. Evacuation Day actually has to do with the British leaving Boston rather than anything else you might think of when it comes to evacuation.
New York City. They're related to that. They're going to suspend some of their ticketing for public intoxication, public consumption, and public urination.
Are they?
Yep.
Speaking of evacuations.
I was going to say, that was the other evacuation, that I wasn't going to go to. But there you go. Anyhow, and it's also, of course, Corned Beef and Cabbage Day, which I guess would probably
rather fitting
make sense. Okay, and we got some birthdays.
Rob Kardashian is 29 years old. Coco Ice-T's wife is 37. Tamar Braxton, 39 years old, the younger Braxton sister. Kiefer Thompson from Thompson Squared, which is a new country band. He does that with his wife. Is 40, Justin Hawkins, 41, the lead singer of Darkness. Natalie Zia is 41 from Justified. Mia Hamm is 44, the retired soccer player. Billy Corgan is 49. He was the lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins. I did not know, however, he's a huge wrestling fan. And he's the talent development scout for TNA Wrestling.
I don't even know what TNA Wrestling is.
It's the other competitor that's...
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matthew St. Patrick.
You're not quite good enough to be on the other wrestling circuit, so we're going to take you to TNA.
The minor leagues.
But Smashing Pumpkins was a huge band, and now that's what he's doing because he enjoys it.
And he's got enough money, probably. Mm. Okay.
More than likely. Matthew St. Patrick from 6 Feet Under is 48. Rob Lowe is 52 today. Gary Sinise is 61. Lieutenant Dan. Mark Boone Jr. from Sands of Anarchy. He played Bobby. He's 61. Kurt Russell. Snake Plissken, 65. Patrick Duffy, 67. John Sebastian from The Lovin' Spoonful is 72. And he did, was it Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yeah.
I think it was the scene for that. He's 72. And Patty Boyd, the one that Layla was written about.
Yeah.
72 years old today.
She had stories.
Oh, yes, she did.
Married to Clapton and Harrison, so there you are. All right, 616.
Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
John Kasich has 142 delegates, including the 66 he won in Ohio yesterday. John Kasich is pledging to go all the way to the convention. John Kasich, if he ends up going to the convention floor and the establishment picked him, if that happens, I can promise you, every Trump and Cruz supporter who went to a caucus and voted in a primary are going to literally walk away. They're not going to vote for an establishment candidate. And what you're all missing is that the two insurgents that have done well, Trump and Cruz, were created in large part because of establishment weakness.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. They're not going anywhere, and they need to be dealt with. They're your blinds. They're ugly, but you can quickly and easily replace them yourself thanks to Blinds.com. And with Blinds.com and their free professional design consultation, you get free samples, free shipping, and you can get brand new custom blinds in minutes, and you're going to save up to 30% of what you'd pay at retail. And now through March 31st, just use the promo code Hannity. When you buy three blinds, you get the fourth one free. You can't get a better deal anywhere. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity.
As adults, aren't we always looking for more time? Yet spring break always brings more time than our kids know what to do with. Instead of sitting them in front of a screen, let them do something completely different, something new. At Mentors and Makers, you have a well-equipped shop at your disposal to make things they never even imagined possible. Families have the opportunity to make memories that last. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I found the coolest place to spend some time with my kiddo. It's at Mentors and Makers. My daughter and I learned to use a laser cutter, etched a picture of ourselves on an old scrap piece of wood that's now more like a keepsake and maybe even a Mother's Day present. This spring break, the kids can spend the day learning, but in a fun way, how to use a laser cutter to make their very own creative works, or maybe even the ancient art of leather and woodworking. Learn first to 21st century skills at Mentors and Makers. The mentors are there to help. Oh, and by the way, you won't believe the Easter project they have planned for families. You'll never look at Holy Week the same, and your family will be using it to celebrate Christ's resurrection for years to come. Look for Mentors and Makers on Facebook and mentorsandmakers.com.
Howdy, I'm Jeff Mills with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living. Whether you are buying or selling, having a professional agent is crucial for representing and negotiating in your best interests. I provide all sellers and buyers with a thorough analysis of the market, which allows my clients to make informed and educated decisions. Call me at 979-595-6187. I'm Jeff Mills at 979-595-6187. I work where you live.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The country's largest coal miner, Peabody Energy, is delaying an interest payment due this week and warns it may have to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. A slowing global economy and toughening environmental standards have slammed the coal industry, which is already beset by bankruptcies, shuttered mines, and layoffs. Williams-Sonoma has reported disappointing results for its latest quarter. They were weighed down by a decline in sales at its Pottery Barn brand. Papa John's continues its global growth by announcing the signing of a restaurant development agreement in the Netherlands. A consortium of five Papa John franchisees in the UK has the exclusive development rights and plans to open the first Papa John's in the Netherlands this summer. Crude oil sharply higher, up 76 cents at $39.22 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open after stocks closed broadly higher yesterday. The Dow Industrials gained 74. That's Your Money Now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggie Lane Carpet One Flooring Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
It's the Switch and Shout event that's going on right now at Suddenlink. What does that mean to you? It means that when you switch, you can get SL200 HDTV, 50 meg internet, and phone for just $69 a month. Once you've made the switch, buy two, get three for only $69 a month. That's three Suddenlink services for a great price, $69 a month. When you make the switch to Suddenlink, no reason for you to wait. Go to Suddenlink.com for more information, or you can give them a call at 877-694-9474. How slow is your internet connection? Do you really want to know? Well, there's an easy way to find out. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com, and you'll be able to see exactly what those phone company connections are and how much faster you can be once you take the speed test challenge. So take advantage of the Switch and Shout event that's going on right now at Suddenlink. Those three services for $69. It's 1-877-694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. Yesterday, we talked about March Madness. Today, we're going to talk about March Madness, sort of. Most of us don't know all that much about college basketball. Some of us do. But we do know that no human being should have a name like Cinderella Guava, Jasmine Albuquerque Croissant, or Lieutenant Charlene Spinkle Huff. Well, there's a website called nameoftheyear.com, and it runs its own version of March Madness every spring. They find 64 of the craziest real names in news over the past year and have them battle it out at a tournament. Voting starts, by the way, in a couple days on the website. Your four top seeds are a chemist named Tillman Buttersack, a professor from Duke named Pope McCorkle III, a pro cricket player from Zimbabwe named Joylord Gumby, and a teenage criminal named Shantavius Primus Willis. And last year, a woman named Amanda Miranda Panda beat a guy named Lancelot Supersed Jr. to take the World Name of the Year title. Some of the other runners-up from this year, Uzi Cat, Munatuna, Piola Smith, and one of my favorites, Mighty Fine. And that is my commentary. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.
At Tom Light Chevrolet, we got basketball fever. And like your favorite team, with Tom Light's competitive internet pricing, you can be a master of the pick and roll. Pick from our amazing Chevy selection at TomLight.com, like the agile Malibu, the energetic Cruze, the versatile Equinox, the powerful Camaro, or the big man Silverado, and roll out in a championship caliber ride. When you see the Tom Light price, you won't have to travel all over to score a slam dunk of a deal. Training, experience, and dedication are the keys to a strong team, and nobody beats our team at Tom Light Chevrolet. Take the Tom Light Challenge, and you'll see why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or shop us online all the time at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Good morning, it's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. So, yep, got a little change coming on. Look for a high temperature today of 78. 30% chance of some showers today, 30% tonight. Goes up to a 40% chance tomorrow. Best chance of rain then is Friday night, likely at 60%. With a low of probably about 55 or so. Winds will come out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Then starts to clear out a little bit, 64 for our high temperature on Sunday, on Saturday. On Sunday and Monday, we'll be in the middle 60s with north winds, so that should be pleasant. Right now, winds out of the south at 6, 96% relative humidity, and we have 68 degrees.
There are ideas, and then there are great ideas. And there's a process for coming up with those great ideas. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Dad, if you're not going to listen to me, who will we listen to?
Can we just enjoy the drive?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden, how did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing, but there are things you can do to make the most of it as you age.
Really?
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where did she go?
Learn how to help reduce some risks to your brain at brainhealth.gov.
Okay, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. So mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole or you have to start all over. Socks go on first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier, and it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Of course, it's certainly possible that a great idea can come as the result of an aha moment, but most great ideas actually take a very different course.
I think we know enough about innovation and studying innovation right by now that the best ideas are combinations of old ideas, and that it's not the divine moment.
Andy Boynton, author of the book The Idea Hunter, says a clear and obvious example is Henry Ford, inventor of the assembly line to build automobiles.
Henry Ford got his ideas when he looked at carcasses of beef moving down the slaughterhouses in Chicago. And he said, if you can move beef like that and cut them up and slice them up, I can do that with automobiles. And that gave him some key concepts for the moving assembly line.
Discovering a good idea is a very deliberate process, or as Andy likes to say,
behavior trumps IQ. And the behavior that trumps IQ in terms of innovation and creativity is the behavior of an idea hunter, which is to go hunting. Einstein says, I have no special talents other than I'm passionately curious. And to be a great idea hunter will increase the likelihood that you will collide with a great idea.
Coming up with ideas is easy. Finding a great idea is not.
Ideas that are really interesting and effective and matter are few and far between. And I think hunting is more likely to find them than just sitting there and kind of stumbling along, hoping that you're going to find something now or then.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Spiraling college costs are threatening the Hazelwood program, allowing veterans and their children free in-state tuition. State Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury says the problem started in 2009 when the program was expanded.
The 81st legislature added the legacy provision, which allowed a qualified veteran to pass any unused hours to child dependents.
Last year, Birdwell couldn't get the House to pass his attempt to streamline the program.
If unchanged, tuition and fees waived through the Hazelwood exemption is expected to continue to grow to approximately $379 million.
Birdwell has argued the numbers are unsustainable.
If unchanged, tuition and fees waived by institutions through the Hazelwood exemption is expected to continue to grow to approximately $379 million in fiscal year 2019.
Today, lawmakers will be discussing ways to salvage it. And next week's meeting of the Blinn College Board of Trustees, consideration will be given on three construction projects on the main Bryan campus. One is extending Red River Road to allow vehicles to exit the campus onto Villa Maria. Currently, traffic on Red River can only enter. A second proposal calls for removing silt from two campus ponds to increase the capacity of stormwater runoff into Briar Creek. And there's a proposed landscaping proposal around the recently remodeled administration building, the campus quads, and the south perimeter of the property. The Blinn Trustees meeting is Tuesday night at 6:30 in Brenham. Arrangements have been made for Texas A&M's Director of Student Activities, who passed away last weekend. Rusty Thompson, a 1985 graduate, spent more than 20 years working for the university. A visitation will be held at Hillier Funeral Home in College Station tomorrow from 4 to 7. Funeral services are Saturday morning at St. Mary's Catholic Church at 11. And a campus memorial service is Monday evening at Rutter Auditorium at 7. A second county in the Brazos Valley has been added to Governor Abbott's disaster declaration related to storm-related flooding. Walker joins Madison County as part of what is now 25 counties that are eligible for government assistance. The amended proclamation followed the governor taking a helicopter tour of Orange and the surrounding area.
It's just stunning to see how widespread the water was, and water just covering everything.
As much as 20 inches of rain over 4 days last week caused rivers to rise, prompting more than 9,000 people to be evacuated. The flooding has also led to intermittent closures of stretches of Interstate 10 at and near the Texas-Louisiana border. And the Parks and Wildlife Department says high water was a factor in the deaths of two people who were fishing in a fishing boat that went over the Lake Houston spillway and crashed at the bottom. In an effort to recruit retailers to the city of Bryan, the Bryan Business Council hired Retail Strategies, a consultant company. When asked if inducements would be made to businesses, Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says not necessarily.
We're not really looking at that. We're just trying to promote the space that we have available. We don't know if it's going to take any inducements or not. It may not. If they're looking at doing an expansion and we have the market that they're looking for, we just want to make them aware of it and get them looking here.
Russell says Retail Strategies looks at both existing and green space opportunities and then contacts companies to see if they're interested in coming to Bryan.
Or if they're looking at doing any expansions, and then they throw our name out there. And we've had some contact with folks from the Retail Strategies.
Russell says no deals have been made yet, but he's optimistic.
Historically, egg prices spike upwards in the 2 weeks before Easter, but that's not the case this year. Last year, the spike was sharper than usual, with the fears of bird flu raising all egg prices. Livestock analyst Shaley Shagram says this year there are more eggs on the market.
Producers have been rebuilding their flocks, but we're still running about 7% below year earlier levels.
The swing to the supply surplus is holding prices down. The special prosecutors in the criminal case against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton are urging an appeals court to send the case back to Collin County for trial. In a lengthy brief, the prosecutors say there's no reason a jury can't decide the matter. Paxton lawyer Bill Mateus says the brief may be long, but it missed the point.
The special prosecutors largely ignored the substantive arguments that General Paxton made in his briefing.
Mateus says they will make a decision whether to file a response. Paxton is charged with securities fraud. For those who travel on Graham Road in the mornings, it will be closed between Longmire Drive and Dove Crossing Lane tomorrow morning from 4 until 8. A detour will be in place. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 68 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Pattern's been warm since the month got started, but cooler temperatures are headed our way in time for the weekend. Today, areas of fog and clouds. We'll look for the fog to lift, but the clouds will linger across the area today. There may be an isolated shower, 75 to 80. Chance for showers overnight, 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow. Highs will be 75 to 80. It'll become partly sunny, breezy, and a lot cooler Saturday. Highs only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Their coach won a national championship last year at the Division II level. And
that's Coach Kennedy on the Phoenix of Green Bay. We'll have more on NCAA men's and women's basketball. Get you updated with a trade for an Aggie to the New England Patriots, depending on if you're a fan or not. That's awesome. All of that and more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes. On St. Patrick's Day, just by the way.
Michelle Obama went ahead and did her own keynote address.
What?
Yeah, at the South by Southwest.
Via video, I guess?
No, I think she showed up. I don't know. I have no idea.
After... Yeah. Nancy Reagan's funeral?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm sure the craft services cart was lightly attended.
she also told us that the spark that inspired her to help empower girls around the world, she shared that with everybody. Now, there's a picture of her. She's sitting right there. She's got the SXSW microphone in her hand. She's rocking it out. So there
you
go.
Goody gumdrops.
Yeah. Anyway, she says she will not run for president.
Oh, good. Well, Scott, you were wrong.
Well, but, you know, I mentioned that.
There's a butt in there.
I mentioned that to my wife, and she said, what better way to plant the seed in people's heads?
Well, she's holding on to this till the bitter end.
And, you know,
Paul Ryan said yesterday he wouldn't run for president. Someone pointed out he said he wouldn't run for House Speaker either.
Yeah. Oh. Well, and to wit, yeah, because I forget who was who drafted that. I mean, and his lawyers did a cease and desist thing. I mean, they said, hell no, stop right now, quit it, don't do this. Actually, Speaker Ryan has a lot more on his plate. So we'll get away from the presidential politics for a second. And it's, you know, I try to prepare to talk to Congressman Flores, and sometimes I just miss the question that should be asked. And yesterday I did. I just missed the question that should be asked. Because here's the deal. We know that Boehner and Obama made a deal on the budget. And so Ryan has been, you know, at least listening to other voices who may want to change that and not go with that budget, try something that's a little bit smaller. And one of the people who is doing that is Congressman Flores, because being in charge of the Republican Study Committee, which is a big group, it's 176 members, he feels like he should at least have the speaker's ear to some extent so he can say that, you know, there are ways to lower. And again, we're talking monopoly money, and it's not real-world money, but it's the process as much as the numbers that are important, trying to get people used to the idea of weaning off some of this stuff. So the Republican Study Committee came up with their own plan and floated it, and they worked on what's called marking up the budget until late last night to try to come up with what they could. Now, to some extent, Congressman Flores is having to kind of fight uphill on this thing, because the people go, no, the deal's already been made. But the question that I didn't ask that I should have was, are we better off if we have a speaker who is not as strong? And that's what somebody asked Flores yesterday. And he said, we're better served with a strong speaker, but a strong speaker is a speaker that works with the membership that he has to develop the best solutions. Put more bluntly, in the words of another Texas Republican, that would be Freedom Caucus member Randy Weber, he said, we want a strong speaker, but we don't want one who runs over people. So, you know, this is a time, as you have the power shift, that the membership maybe feels like they do need to have a voice at the table. And Congressman Flores has told us that they have this committee now that basically looks at some key legislation before it's brought out to the floor. And the reason is,
it's a perusal committee.
Sure, they run it by all the people they need to run it by, because they don't need to have it full of all sorts of problems when it comes to the floor. If they can make some changes before it's actually formally produced, then, and brought to the full membership, then maybe they have a chance of getting some legislation done. I know, it sounds like they're doing stuff up there, doesn't it? Yeah, they're not. Don't worry. They're not really working up there. It's just, these are the things that they do administratively.
They're just playing at it.
They are. And because, you know, all it takes is one senator going, nah, I don't want to do that, and it's over. It's dead. But they're trying. So, again, not so much about the numbers, kind of about the process, to see if they can change the way things happen. Speaking of changing the way things happen.
Yes.
So Donald Trump, I think, was quoted all over yesterday saying from, I guess, a talk that he had on the phone with either the morning talk shows or something.
It was on CNN.
Is that it? Saying, you know, there'll be riots. There could be riots. And he said, I won't be leading them, but if I get to the convention and I'm close and they don't give it to me, then there could be riots. Well, so here's the deal. Is the week ahead of the convention itself, they have the Rules Committee. And it used to be that this never mattered. The Rules Committee never mattered. They had the Platform Committee, and that's fine because they just want to put a bunch of words together to try to make people happy, and then the candidate does whatever they want. But the Rules Committee is actually the way that the convention runs. So all of a sudden now people are interested. Well, a guy named Curly Hoagland, gotta love that. I mean, if you've got a member who is named after one of the Three Stooges, it's got to be great.
So anyway, you start the meeting, hey, Mo!
Yeah. He's from North Dakota, so you wouldn't know him anyway. But he's a member, and so he's the one who told CNBC yesterday, that's the problem. The media has created the perception that the voters will decide the nomination. Political parties choose their nominee, not the general public, contrary to popular belief. So,
but that still gives everybody the ability to go, but why are we doing all this nonsense then?
RNC spokeswoman Allison Moore told the Washington Post every RNC member is entitled to his or their own interpretation of the rules. However, the rules clearly state that it requires that the delegates be bound based off the state's preference vote. So what Allison is saying is, well, no, maybe not so much, at least in that first ballot. So that's where we are. We'll see. Now, again, we're hearing more words about open convention rather than brokered convention.
Wait, hold on. That's a third one. I'm confused.
Yeah,
there's contested.
Open.
There's contested, which is what it is if none of them hit the threshold.
Right.
And that, but that's only limited to the people still in the race at that time.
Right.
And it will go multiple ballots,
yes,
potentially.
Right.
Brokered is what I thought was the open convention.
No, the brokered convention is the bosses.
They pick.
That's the smoke-filled.
So what's an open convention?
That means that people like Curly Hoagland could run for president, could be nominated for president. I mean, anybody who's there.
I'm thoroughly confused. If it's anything other than a contested convention, I might be upset.
If you can fog a mirror, you could probably see. That way, I don't know, maybe a former governor from Massachusetts could possibly make his way in there, too. See, just people who are completely off the radar screen. And, you know, back historically, there have been some really pretty cool conventions back in the day with the smoke-filled rooms and the compromised candidates that came out and who they ended up with, and some of them even got elected president. So that's old-time politics. But since everybody is so anti-machine politics this year, why wouldn't an open convention work? Couldn't you be happy with that? Then the delegates really would. They really could come up with somebody. Here's a guy who's a mayor from Franklin, Tennessee. Maybe we can run him for president. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You like that? Do you like that idea?
I think it's all insane. And
well, sure. Well, of course, and it doesn't matter.
Gut tells me we're going to get who they want to give us.
See, and that's the whole reason that you should be voting for Donald Trump then. Because you feel like you're going to be forced to take somebody who you don't want because somebody believes they're smarter than you are, and you don't like that.
Well, but Cruz fits that bill too.
Yeah, but Well,
I get he's behind. Look, the Neapolitan ice cream. You could have 5 votes for vanilla. That'd be Donald Trump.
Okay.
You'd have 4.
Well, no, he'd be strawberry. But go ahead.
Okay, fine, strawberry. Yeah. It's 4-3-3
all right,
is how the votes come out on the 3 flavors. But
right,
nobody likes the other 60% don't like the 40%. So
sure,
if one of those two drops out, they coalesce behind, you said he's strawberry, they coalesce behind chocolate.
Oh,
Cruz.
Oh, no, we can't do chocolate.
But yeah, see, we have to. Okay, now we've right, got okay, to. Because okay, Kasich's certainly vanilla.
Yeah.
Very
good
nice
point.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah.
No, but
right,
then that person would be the winner. So, yes, Trump is leading, but there's a majority. He's got a plurality, but not
right,
a majority.
Exactly.
And that's what the contested convention will sort out. Maybe it is Trump after that. I can tell people already getting their dander up, and if Trump doesn't get it by hook or by crook, they're going to be upset.
Yeah, I can't imagine the amount of political lipstick you got to put on a pig named Ted Cruz. You know,
hey,
what I'm
look, yeah, no, he's too smart for his own good.
Yeah, he's basically a political leper, and so as a result, I don't know how they could make that work. But anyway, It grab some popcorn. It'll be fun.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 19th, it's integrated pest management for pecans. Consistent success with pecans depends on knowing the pests and how to control them. We'll discuss an integrated approach this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When I do a landscape, I like to put my shrubs into defined beds. I think it just really gives them a better place to exist. They need their own spaces. I always design my shrubs so that I can group them in natural clusters. That's what we're going to talk about today. I'll be back with details right after this message. The time has arrived. The second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I'll sell it to you at the price of the first printing. That's just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed, but it's for a limited time. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. Remember, it's not in stores, and it's not on Amazon. And it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, and more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. So call 800-752-GROW or order at neilsperry.com, N-E-I-L-S-P-E. ERRY.com. Shrubs are a lot like teenagers. They need their own spaces. You don't do them justice if you simply dig a few holes and stick them into the ground. Indeed, shrubs need to be planted into dedicated beds that they can call their homes. Your landscape will have the most comfortable, natural look if you use serpentine curves and clusters and groups for your plantings rather than setting them into long, straight rows. Use a garden hose to decide on the general bed layouts and work with it until you have a suitable configuration. Apply a glyphosate herbicide to the existing vegetation within the bed and then wait 10 to 15 days for the weed killer to finish its work. Now be sure it's a glyphosate-only weed killer. It leaves no lasting residue to damage your plants later. You'll be able to rototill the soil to a depth of 8 to 10 inches without fear of spreading Bermuda grass or other unwanted weeds. Incorporate 5 or 6 inches of organic matter into the soil as you rototill. Perhaps 1 inch of expanded shale if you're trying to amend a heavy clay soil. And I might add that you need to do that kind of heroic bed preparation for the smaller shrubs, the ones that will stay smaller at maturity. If you're dealing with great big tall shrubs, they're going to have to grow in your native soil anyway. But to prepare the front of the bed where the smaller shrubs are, till and retill to blend all the materials together and then rake to remove all the roots and rocks and building debris. Establish a smooth grade within the bed so that rainfall will be deflected away from your home. Don't cover weep holes in your bricks with the soil mix. Plant your shrubs in odd numbers, especially if you're dealing with fewer than 10 of a kind. Odd numbers are more restful visually. You should also stagger them within your planting area so you'll perceive them as a unit, not as individuals. Space them at the appropriate distances for the types that you're growing. If they're too far apart, they'll look lost as they mature. If they're too close together, they'll crowd one another into poor forms. Once you have your shrubs planted, you can cover the soil with some form of mulch. Not only will it help prevent the invasion of weeds, but mulch will also put a great finishing touch on the bed. Mulches reduce splashing, and they also work miracles at conserving available soil moisture. Shredded pine bark is an outstanding mulch, as are rotted compost, cypress fiber, pine needles, and even well-dried grass clippings. To get the maximum weed prevention, use one of the roll-type mulches, cut to fit around all of your shrubs. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about houseplants that bloom well indoors in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Texas A&M, Kentucky, and Michigan are the only three NCAA schools to have both its men's and women's teams earn top four seeds in the upcoming NCAA championships. A&M men are a three seed in the West region, while the A&M women are a four seed in the Dallas region. And by the way, President Barack Obama has the A&M men with wins over Green Bay, Texas, Oklahoma, and Duke on their way to winning the West region and a berth to the Final Four. The 15th-ranked Aggies will start their run in the NCAA tournament Friday evening at Oklahoma City's Chesapeake Arena when A&M faces Green Bay at 6:20. Of course, the game on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Here's Coach Kennedy on the Phoenix.
Play a really good Wisconsin-Green Bay team. I know that their coach won a national championship last year at the Division II level, and it's a really well-coached team, very good offensively. it'll be a challenge to beat him.
The meeting will be just the second time the schools have ever met, with Green Bay winning the first matchup 60-49 against the Aggies back in 95 during play in the First Bank Classic in Milwaukee. The Aggies stand out as one of the country's hottest teams, having won 8 of the last 9, with the only setback being the 82-77 overtime loss to number 10 Kentucky during the championship game in the SEC tournament. On the ladies' side, the College Station first and second round sites feature 2 first round games on Friday and 1 second round game Saturday. The first round features number 5 Florida State taking on number 12 Middle Tennessee. That's at 12:30. And then A&M will take on 13th seed Missouri State at 3 o'clock. The times, by the way, for the second round have not been determined. Chicago Bears are trading former A&M tight end Martellus Bennett to the New England Patriots for a 4th-round draft pick, league sources told ESPN's NFL insider Adam Schefter. Bennett, however, pretty much confirmed on Twitter when he tweeted, "Hi, Tom," as in Brady, "I'm Marty. Let's do this." In the play-in games yesterday, Holy Cross out of the Patriot League and Michigan out of the Big Ten won play-in games last night to advance to the 64-team portion of the NCAA tournament. Robert Champion had 19 points to help Holy Cross beat Southern University 59-55 for its first NCAA tournament in 63 years. In the second play-in game, Michigan edged Tulsa 67-62. Now that it's down to 64 teams, the regular portion of the tournament starts with 16 games at various sites today. In one afternoon game in Raleigh, North Carolina, Midwest number 1 seed Virginia plays in-state rival Hampton out of the Mideast Athletic Conference. In the NBA, DeAndre Jordan had 23 and 14 rebounds, and the Clippers opened up a large halftime lead and never gave up with a 122-106 thrashing of the Houston Rockets. The Mavs got nudged by the Cavs in the final seconds. Here's Roger Emmerich.
Mavs called on the LeBron-less Cavs last night, as we hear on Fox Sports Southwest.
D-Will with a shot banked in, but the game's over. That is a gut punch loss to fight that hard and have that transpire the way it did at the end. 99-98 is going to be the final score.
Coach Rick Carlisle.
The lineup in the fourth quarter got hot. Pachulia really helped us. Bure and Harris were playing extremely well. And, you know, we rode it to the very end and just got unlucky.
Kyrie Irving scored 33 points for Cleveland and made a key steal in the closing seconds. Roger Amrick, TSN Sports.
Spring training baseball saw the Rangers have the night off, but Ian Kinsler hit 1 of 3 home runs by the Tigers for a 7-3 win over the Astros. And we'll wrap things up with Chicago knocking chewing tobacco out of the ballpark as aldermen approved a ban on chewing tobacco at professional and amateur sporting events in the Windy City. White Sox chairman Jerry Reisdorf voiced his support in a letter to the city's finance committee last week. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at NormandyTractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's Word. Please visit BCSChurchofChrist.com to learn more. Like in the days of old, it seems that there is a famine in the land, not one of bread and water, but one of not knowing God's Word. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Tragically, most people take time for leisure, vacation, etc., but few pause to truly study God's inspired word, the Bible. But they should. John chapter 12, verse 48 reads, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." Yes, if Jesus, according to his New Testament, is going to judge us, then it seems we should all strive to know the book. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study